You know, as Catholic Christians, we are always to be people of joy and hope, especially on this Gaudete, Rejoice Sunday. Notice we're wearing these rose-colored vestments, which we only get to wear twice a year. But in an ancient monastery in a faraway land, there was not much joy and hope. The monks who lived there had become indifferent to each other. Many left. No new candidates came, and people stopped coming for retreats and spiritual direction. The ones remaining were becoming old and depressed. There was only doom and gloom in this place. Now, the abbot was so concerned, he went to see a holy man, a hermit who lived in the woods near the monastery. After hearing the abbot's concern, the holy man said he would pray for a solution to the monastery's situation and for the abbot to come back in a few days. He did. And the hermit says the Lord revealed to him that he sent Jesus to live in the monastery as one of the monks, but living in such a way that the other monks could not recognize him. Now, when the abbot gets back and tells the monks the holy man's story, they're astounded and wonder which of their brother monks is the Christ. To further confound them, the abbot says Christ has adopted some of their bad habits, concealing more who he is. At the end of the gathering, each monk knew for sure that one of the other monks could be the Christ, but not himself. From that day on, the monks began to treat each other with greater respect and humility, knowing that the person they're talking to could be Christ. They began to show more love for each other, and their common and personal prayer became more fervent. The people noticed that and came back for retreats and spiritual direction. The monastery began to grow as many new candidates came, and the monks' number and zeal grow, all because the holy man pointed out the presence of Christ in their midst. Joy and hope had returned to the monastery. Joy and hope are the themes for this third Sunday of Advent as we anticipate the coming of Jesus in the incarnation next week. What does Jesus look like? Will we be recognized him today if no one pointed him out to us? You know, John the Baptist, when he baptized Jesus in the Jordan, he only recognized Jesus as the Messiah after the Holy Spirit came down on his head in the form of a dove. Apparently, Jesus looked like an ordinary Jew. He did not stand out in the crowd. In fact, in the gospel, John tells those looking for the Messiah, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I'm unworthy to untie." You know, if we take John's statement literally, Jesus most probably was standing right in the front there, and no one recognized him, not even the priests and the Levites. The Jews were seeking a Messiah in their own image, that Jesus did not fit their preconceived idea. They thought he would be a powerful leader who would destroy Israel's enemies and restore it to its worldly glory, not a mere carpenter from Nazareth, born of a virgin in a stable, preaching love and mercy. But suppose Jesus is already here this morning. What is our image of Jesus? Would we recognize him if he was standing in front of us? You know, in Vatican II, we were told that at our Sunday Mass, Jesus is present in four ways: in the Scriptures proclaimed, in a special way in the Eucharist, in the congregation, and in the priest. Jesus is present in readings. When you hear a verse or word that touches your heart, that is Jesus talking to you. Take it and live with it. Bring it into your heart and meditate on it. He's telling you something. Jesus is present in the Eucharist in a special way. He comes to us in the fullness of his body and blood, soul and divinity. He's present here in the congregation. Remember in Scripture, Jesus said, "Where two or more are gathered in my name, I am them in their midst." He's here in our midst. He's in the priest, because the priest is the one who offers Jesus to the Father, as Jesus offered himself to the Father on the cross. So Jesus is already here among us. How do we recognize him? We may find it easier to imagine Jesus as an infant in the manger than his coming to us each and every day in other people. Many times we do not recognize Jesus in those who look, live, or think different from us. In the first reading, Isaiah tells us the hope for Israel for the Messiah. He says, "The Spirit of the Lord God has sent him to bring glad tidings to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives." This third Sunday of Advent, of course, is a day to rejoice as we recognize Jesus is present among us and feel him healing us in our most unlovable places, encouraging us to hope, give hope to the downtrodden, and holding us close in his loving care. As we move closer to celebrating his birth, we might pray for the grace to see him more frequently. And the Gospels give us a clue. They tell us, look for him in the poor, the naked, the hungry, the imprisoned, and the oppressed. Once we see him there, we need to do whatever we can to serve him, wherever we find him. I ask you to think about this. What if a letter from Archbishop Amon was read at all the masses one weekend, and he said that Pope Francis had contacted him and told the Lord had revealed to him that Jesus Christ was sent back here to New Orleans in the form of a homeless person? What would our reaction be? Would he suddenly change our attitude towards the beggars who approach us and those disheveled individuals who live on the overpasses and in alleyways? Just what would we do? How hard would it be for us to see the face of Jesus in such unlikely people? As we continue to prepare for the coming of Christ at Christmas, let us look for his divine presence with joy and hope in those in our loved ones as we go through our daily routine, our neighbor, especially those who live on the margins of society. This is the grace we pray for this time of the year. We say, "Come, Lord Jesus."